Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. And very first, I want to tell you about a new episode of Extreme Genes, where we hear about some family treasures that are discovered during a house cleaning. You know, has that ever happened to you where you're cleaning out the attic or the garage or something, and you are sort of taken back in time to a different place because of old coins or memorabilia or something that you found? So be sure to listen to our friend Scott Fisher talk about one person's experience in discovering some of those family treasures. Well, today we're going to share some pieces of an article that we found, a New York Times article, and it's entitled, "It's Not Always Depression," and it's a part of a series about psychotherapy. Now, the article is written by a therapist named Hillary Jacobs Hendel, who talks about a patient named Brian, and Brian suffered for many years from an intractable depression. So, to kind of put it in perspective, he had tried pretty much every type of therapy there was. He had tried several types of medications, and nothing seemed to help. And the next step, doctors had told him, was electroshock therapy, which sounds pretty miserable, and he did not really want to try that. So, clearly he was really suffering. And we know that a lot of our listeners here at Mormon Channel suffer from depression. And we thought that this therapist, her approach, was worth sharing, because ultimately, this young man discovered that there was something deeper going on. So when Brian first came to the doctor's office, he was practically in a comatose state. The doctor said that she just kind of always got this feeling that he was elsewhere, that he wasn't really present during their sessions. Now, to get him more relaxed, she threw him a pillow and he caught it, and then he threw it back, and it went back and forth. And it sounds kind of silly, but for several months they would play catch and talk, and it kind of got him moving and relaxed, and established a connection between the patient and the doctor. And she developed a sense of what it was like growing up in Brian's home. And she learned that she needed to treat him as a survivor of childhood neglect, a form of trauma, because both of his parents were preoccupied with burdens. His mother was an alcoholic. His father was often really emotionally checked out. So one innate response to this type of environment is for the child to develop chronic shame. The child interprets his distress, which is caused by emotional aloneness, as a personal flaw, blames himself for what he's feeling, and concludes that there must be something wrong with him. This is all information according to this Dr. Hendel. This happens unconsciously. For the child, shaming himself is less terrifying than accepting that his caregivers can't be counted on for comfort or connection. So she discovered that rather than being deeply depressed, he had developed a chronic shame. Now, this is interesting because people don't often talk about shame-based emotions. So to understand Brian's type of shame, it helps to know that there are basically two categories of emotions. There are core emotions like anger and joy and sadness, and then there are different types of emotions like shame and guilt and anxiety that block you from experiencing those core emotions. So children with too much shame grow up to be adults who can no longer sense their inner experiences. They learn not to feel, and they learn to lose that ability to use their emotions as a compass for living. Somehow, they've got to recover themselves. So this doctor says that in the year that they worked together, during almost every single session, that Brian would plummet into states of sort of a wordless suffering. And she tried to, you know, give him commands to kind of bring him out of it, like plant your feet on the floor and press your feet against the ground and feel the earth underneath you. And sometimes she would ask him about colors in his office or three sounds that he could hear going on to kind of bring him back to that present state. And then in the second year of treatment, he became much more stable, and this allowed him to kind of work on his emotions. And she would notice tears in his eyes, for example, and that was something that he had been too detached to do earlier. And he just made a lot of really great progress. So here are some takeaways from this. Try to learn your emotions. Listen to your feelings with care and compassion, and express your feelings. Don't be afraid to express how you're feeling. Also, assert your needs and wants. Take risks, make more friends, and engage in meaningful work. Well, today's quote comes from Brené Brown, a shame researcher, and she said, "If we can share our story with someone who responds with empathy and understanding, shame cannot survive." Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.